We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on page Sadu. On Otmem. Tikun Patsuf Yatzilut Alidei Shnei Shemod Dema Uvedeben. Vata Navo Leva'er Sod Beset Dishmai Sede Hitchalukut Shemod Ben Hayashan Shinishbar אם המה החדש יצא בשעת התיקון, כדי לתקנו. ואיך נתקן כל עולם הצילות בכללו ובפחתו פרצופי מספירות שבו, על ידי התחברות חלקי מה עם חלקי בן. So as we know, in order to put this all together, we have the שבירה זין מלאכים. And they broke. And what we have to do in order to metaken them, as we said many times, is to bring the Ma Chadash with the Ben Chadash together, combined with the Shivri Kelim. Now we're going to get something from what was used to be called the Sfira into something which is called a Patsuf. Kvar biyarnu shebikol shem elu, me'elu, de Ma v'de Ben, yesh nam eses Sfirot Pratiyot. שהשבירה הייתה בעצם מלכיות דעשר ספירות דשם בן. So he's localizing exactly where the שבירה happened, and that was exactly by by the מלכיות דבן. As we know, every ספירה and every entity has 10 different elements. So in בן you had 10 different elements, so you have קטר דבן, Chochma de Ben, Bina de Ben, so on and so forth, Malchut de Ben. So what exactly broke? Only the Malchut de Ben, 1/10 of Ben broke. And then for to be the Hashlama, the Tikkun, you need 9/10 of the Ben. And also you need 10/10 of the Ma. 10 parts of the Ma is going to come along to make the Tikkun. Obishat the Tikkun Yotim Abayim in the Malah Kenegdan. Atesha Elyonut de Kol Echad Me'etzes Filled the Ben. That means the 9 remaining parts of Ben, and the 10 parts of Ma. Gam b'yarnu shepenimiyut Ben miluvashim sag ma Ben de sag, and also the penimiyut of Ben is miluvashim sag ma Ben de sag. Upenimiyut de Ma hama miluvashim ma Ben de ab. Ma Ben de ab. וחלקי סג אלו נתקנים על ידי חלקי אב האלו, כמו שמה נתקן את הבן, ולא נצריך להזכיר זה בכל פעם. So we're not going to mention all every single time, but we know the process, as we know that each one is meluvish into the other, as we've seen the picture. One is on top of the other. גם נודע כי הצילות יש נם חמישה פרצופים כלולים. We know that the world of Atzilut has 5 פרצופים inside of it. לפעמים אמרנו, מפעלתם אותם לשניים עשר פרצופים. Some we can subdivide them to 12 פרצופים. והם עצמם העשר ספירות שהיו מעיקרה בעולם הנקודים. And עצמם, the 10 ספירות are the most important part of it, בעולם הנקודים. אלא שהתיקון בעולמות נתקנו הספירות ונעשו לפרצופים. And as we know, the ספירות grow into what's called the פרצופים. שעל ידם יוצאת ונמשכת הנהגה עליונה של המציל אל הנבראים התחתונים ביתר פירוד ודיקדוק רב. כנזכר. ועוד יברא בעזרת השם בהמשך. And then we're going to explain more details as we go along. הנה מקום עמידת העולם הצילות הוא מקום שהיה עומד מתחילה עולם הניקודים שנשבר. And the world of הצילות, which is developing in front of our eyes right now, is going to be where the עולם הניקודים is. באופן שהצילות אינו שלב נוסף ועולם חדש בסדר ההצלה והשתלשלות. It's not the world of הצילות is not a new world, like the word of Bria, Yetziah, Asiya, but rather it's a continuation of the world of Akudim, Nikudim, and Sivbudim. שגם מקום עמידתם הוא מחודש, אלא הוא התיקון והשתלשמות, השתלמותו בקיומו של עולם הנקודים, בעצמם נשבע בתחילה. But rather it's a continuation of the previous world that broke. ולכן עשר ספירות האצילות נתקנו עתה בסוד שניים יוצאי פרצופים, גם הם מלבישים לאק מהטיבור שלו ולמטה עד עקבי רגליו. And therefore, what do we find? We find that the world of the world of Ak, the, sorry, the, this world that's developing, the world of Atzilut, it's from the Tibo of Ak until his legs, till his feet. Keshu atfasot hitpashtut olam hanikudim mikaram, like the way it was mispashit originally. Ba'agam shbe'olam hanikudim hayu atzfirot bebchinat nikudot ketanot. והטעם נספשו לפרצוף שלמים ארוכים, וכל זאת להיות שעיקר התיקון הוא התלבשות הפרצופים זה בתוך זה, לכן הספיק להם מקום הזה גם לאחרי התיקון. So you're asking a question. How do we size up this information with the area? I mean, we know the areas from the tibur da'ak until the reglaim. That's what the SS field fell down to. And all of a sudden we know in the Olam HaTikun, in the process of Tikun, each one is these little Sfirot, the 10 Sfirot grow into 10 gigantic Parzufim, of 10 Sfirot, each one of them. So we're talking about 10 times the size, so how is it that we fit the 10 Parzufim in the space where we kept the 10, where were the 10 original Sfirot? So he says that's not a question, there's enough space there even for the expansion of the 10 Parzufim. וכל 12 פרצופים, or you can call them 12 פרצופים, כל 12 פרצופים האלו נתקנו ועתה התחברות חלקי שמות מהו בן, באופן שכל פרצוף מפרטי פר האצילות מהות מציאותו הוא משם מהו בן דאק שיצור מעיניים ממצר דאק לעיר מחוץ כנגד מקומם שפנימים הוא מהציבור דאק ולמטה. So again, as he repeats himself, these parzuf will be made up of a combination of ma'u ben, which will find themselves in front of Ak by the tibur or the mata. Who be often zeh? Who? Hine. Atik yomi v'nikveya nasu meketu demam. We're talking about the atik yomim. It's going to be made up from the ketu demam. Atik ducham mechamish rishonot. The Malchut, the Keter, the Ben, Nukva, the Atik. So what's going to make the masculine, by the way, I want to tell you that every Parzuf has to be made up of both masculine and feminine Koach, as we said many times. That's the scale that we always speak about, that the Zohar speaks about all the time. Has to be this perfect balance. So on the right-hand side, it means on the male side, you're going to have what's called the force of the Ma. On the left-hand side, you're going to have the force, the power, the Koach of the Ben. Now, what's going to make the Keter on the Ma side? The Keter on the Ma side is going to be made from the Keter of the Keter de Ma. That's going to make the Keter of Atik on the Ma side. What's going to make the Keter on the Ben side? Interesting enough, you're going to need 5 of the Keter de Ben. The first 5, which we call the Har, the first 5 of the Keter of the Ben, combined together with the Keter of Ma in order to make the Keter of Atik. נתוספו מחדש לנוגבה דעתיק גם 9 עליונות דקט דבן מחמיש הראשון דמלכו דקט דבן נוגבה דעתיק נתוספו מחדש לנוגבה דעתיק גם 9 עליונות דקט דבן וחצי תחתון דמלכות דקט דבן וגם נתוספו לה עוד חלקים נוספים משעה צפיות דבן מהבחינות שלהם יוצאו מחדש, הן 3 ראשונות דחוכמה דבן, 4 ראשונות דבן, 4 ראשונות דבינה דבן, ובספק יש 7 כתרים ל7 תחתונות דבן, מכל אלו הבחינות נתקנו, נעשו, פרצופי, עתיק, יומים ונוקבה. So he's going through a little bit of detail here. I think it's a bit too much for an introductory guide myself, but he's going more into the technical details of how the parts of Avatik was made. We call the Har, Gar, and Dar system, and the Zayin Ktsarim of the Zayin Tachtonim, Zayin Sfirot, from Chesed to Malchut, all that went to make the Ben of the Patsuf of Atik. And when he comes to the Ma side of Atik, that's all made by the all the Keter, the Esesfil, the Keter of the Ma side. Okay, that's a little bit technical, but that's the way you make the Patsuf of Atik. Let's continue. Now, how is Achampin made up? We find all this information. You can find this in all the Tzchaim and Shah Arich. And Shah Atik, sorry. The Al-Khampim, and now, how do you make the parts of Al-Khampim vin Nukva? The Nukva side and the Dukhva side. Nasim Chokhma Dema, that's going to make from the Chokhma Dema, that's going to create the Arich, the Dukhva, the masculine side of Arich. The Chamisha Tachtoni, the Malchu, the Ket, the Ben. And also, that's going to make the Tachtoni, the Malchu, the Ket, the Ben. Nitosvo mechadash le nugvad ha'achampin v'gam ha'tesh ha'elyonot b'chinat zu v'chati elyon shel ha'malchut deketet deben. Okay, all those b'chinat are going to make now the nukva, the ha'achampin. Abba v'ima, how is that going to be made? Abba ila'in nase meketev chokhma debina מחמיש הקצוות חוכמה דבן כי גר ניתנו לנוקבה דעתי עתיק already took that ואם האלי נעשית מבינה דבינה דמה והגבוה דתיפרת הנצח הוד יסוד דבינה דבן כי ארבע ראשונות ניתנו לנוק דעתי כנע. Okay, these are all technical points. How do you make Yisrael Saba? Nase mesheshet ketzavot bina dema, o memalchut de chokma de ben, vetfunem nasis memalchut de bina dema, o malchut de bina de ben. Za nase mevag dema, o vag de ben, venukva nase as nasit memalchut dema, o memalchut de ben. So, really, if you could look at the chart, just think of very simply how this is done. You have the Ma chart, and then you have the Ben chart. The Ma chart, again, you have Eses Sfirot going not only Be'or, also Be'ovi. So that means you're going to have 100 Sfirot. You're going to have 10 Sfirot coming down on each one of the Sfirot going across. So you're going to have going across, you're going to have Keter, Chokma, Bina, Chesigot, Yivane, Netzah, Hod, Yosef, Malchut. That's 10 going across. You're also going to have 10 going down on each one of those. So on Keter, you're going to have Keter the Keter, Chokma the Keter, Bina the Keter, and you're going to have the same thing for the Chokma, Bina, Chesed. So you're going to have a chart really of 100. You're going to have that on the Ma side, you're going to have that on the Ben side, identical. Sorry, excuse me. On both sides, and therefore, there's going to be a combination of the Ma, a combination of the Ben, to make Atik. To make Arich, remember we know that the Sfirot broke. So as you're making Arich, you're going to take, again, Arich is going to draw a little bit from the Ma side, and some from the Ben side. And so far. That is what he's been saying over here. Blin, I'll send you the chart later on. So therefore, he summarizes on page Tzadi Beis. Hare'ech sheshnaim eser patsuf ha'atzilut nitkenu. That's how the 12 patsuf were created. Rectify, I should say. V'nasi kulam mitchabrut ha'eser sfirot dema im eser sfirot deben. Or b'kol patsuf v'patsuf mipatsuf ha'atzilut yeshnam chalakim mishnei patsuf shemot elu. מחלקים אלו ונעשה עצם מציאותן באופן שכל עולם אצילות מציאותו הוא משם אמה ומשם בן. And therefore comes out the entire structure of the world of אצילות is going to be created of these 12 parts of him. Again, you also can you can categorize them as 5 parts of him. So the 5 main parts of him will be the etzem world of, create this world of Atzilut. Okay, let's continue. Ot Mem Aleph. Shiru Matzav Hitchabrut Ma'ubem Mepatsuf Atzilut Gorem Chilufi Seder V'Ofen Amidatan. Hine, Seder Amidat Ma'ubem B'Kol Patsufim Hukach Atik Yomin Omdim Ma'ubem B'Chibur Nifla היינו שהם מתחברים יחד בפרץ ובכלל באופן שאין שום גילוי בחינת הבן. We're going to find that the that there's such a concentration, they're so high up, the palsuv of Arich and Atik particularly, that really these two forces that come together, Ma Uben, which is Zacha and Nukva, are so tied together that they're going to look like one palsuv, not two different palsuv, as opposed to Abba Ve'ima. Ve'nukva, you see that they're completely two different patsufim. When it comes to the Zoch and Nukva components of Atik, they look as if they're one. Pirusho. Kiyumash ba'atik kalul mima umi ben. Vechena ben hu kalul mima umma uben. Vehem bipnim shelo, vehem be'ach shelo, migalei rak tzad ma. So we only see the tzad ma, it means the tzad ben, which was mitztaref, is mevutal and batel to the tzad of Zachar. Vahainu, ki ma de ma galui bipnim, u ma de ben galui ba'acho. Because that's the way it works. One is megule into the other one. Now, אבל הבן, אבל הבן, sorry, just one second. But the ben is a different story. The ben is going to be a ben. We have two kochot over here in the Atik. We have a koach of ma and a koach of ben. The yisod is, since it's a high pasuv, the ben is nichlal and batel to the ma. It looks like you only have a ma over there. That's why we say that the parts of Atik, the Zosis, the parts of Atik, is as if there are only the panim there of ma. Aval ben u ma, u ben de ben, hem mechusim be'etz en emsa, ve'elam shum giloi klal, but the ben is completely nitfal to the ma. Lechem amru ala atik bezoa id rab vashes naso let smola ba'atika stima kulu yimina. So therefore the Zohar says as if there's only a right hand side, only a ma in this patsuf of atik. Ki bikol tzad shebo mitgale ha-ma shu sod yamin ve'en shum tzad shebo yigale bo ha-ben shu sod smob. She was so small. And therefore, we don't even see the sad small bechlal. Omna be'arir hampin, agam shebo gam ken itchabrim, amar uben parsuf echad, olam itchabrutam hu b'yamin b'smol shebo. Vehu, she'ama kulo b'tzad yamin, amar dema b'fnim b'yamin. Ben dema b'achod yamin. Or ben kulo b'tzad yamin, ma or ben b'fnim it's small, or ben de ben b'achor de small, lachen gam ba'arich shem ben hu anugva shebo, shibuchnat koach adin, shu mu'anah, mach amat itchabruto, im amar parzuf, u parzuf echad. אבל להיות מתגלה בו בפנים עצמו בצד שמאל, לכן אינו בשלמות החסד כמו עתיק. לכן על הערך נאמר דברים, לכססן פוסוק, אני הוא ואין אלוקים עמדי. זאת אומרת שאין לו נוגבה נפרדת, כי הדוחה הנוגבה שלו הם מחוברים בפרטוב אחד, אבל הכל פנים הנוגבה שלו עומד מצד שמאל שלו וניכרת שם לבדה. So what are we saying? We're saying very simple. Let's imagine you have a cube in front of you. And I'm going to describe the way Atik it looks like in the spiritual world and how Arich looks like. So the way Atik looks like, so we have a cube in front of us, right? Let's just imagine we have a cube. Let's look at the four sides of the cube. We're not going to look at the top and the bottom, but rather just the four sides. So the way we're going to split the cube is from back to front. Back to front. So the front part is going to be what we call the Paltzuf Ma. The back part of this cube, which we're going to call Atik, is the Ben. Is the Ben. So you have the Ma in front, the Ma Atik, and the Ben Atik. So that's the Ma, which is a Zohar component. Ben is going to be the Nukva component. Now, when I slice it, let's say I'm going to slice it vertically. I mean, I'm going to have the right side to it, I'm going to have a left side to it now. Now, right side of it is going to be composed to the top, the front part is going to be composed of a man, the back part is always a ben. The left side also is going to be a man ben component. When I look at the cube, I see ma. When I look at the back of the cube, I see ben. Now, we have another element called panim or ach. I need to see a panim and ach to the ma, and I need to see a panim and ach to the ben. So, the Ariza explains in Shal Atik, and also Chaim, that the panim of ma is what you're looking at, of the outside of the cube. When you look at the back of the cube, you see ben, but you're going to see also the panim over there. As if to say that the two parts of ben and ma, they're facing back to back. So in all the cubes, you're going to see panim. That's what the Zohar says, by Atik, you only see panim. But you have a panim de ach, and a panim, you have a panim de ben, you have a panim de ma. But since the Zohar said that since the koach of ma is so strong, it's as if that the panim of a ben is nitfal to the koach of ma. Therefore, it's as if you have only a panim de ma in Atik. That's the way we view Atik. Now, the way we view Arich is differently. That the ma and ben are not going to be one in front of the other, but side to side. On the right-hand side, right side of the cube is going to be the ma. On the left hand of the cube is going to be ben. That's where we're going to view it. And therefore, when I cut it vertically, I'm going to have on the right-hand side, complete ma. On the left-hand side, complete ben. So on one side, it's completely mukhuba, the ma'u ben. They're not separate, as opposed to abav ima and za, separate parts of ma'u ben. Here, it's one unit, ma'u ben together, one cube. But nevertheless, the chibur is not as strong as Atik. The chibur between ma and ben are not as strong. You can identify clearly a ma on the right side and ben on the left side. Let's continue. Ulam. On page Sadi, in the middle of the page. Ulam, etzel abba ve'ima is going to be different. Hine kavar bi'anu, shebekol echad mehem, yesh shem ma v'shem ben. V'hem shnei patzufim nifchotim kol echad bifnei atzmo. Abba yamim de'achampim, ve'ima b'smol de'achampim. V'hen mitchaberim panim b'panim tamid. When it comes to abba ve'ima, they're completely two different patzufim. V'al kol panim liot ima Patsuf nifra bifne atzmo, lechen kevar yesh ba shoresh legilu hadinim shebatzilut. Vagam ihi gufa rachamim, bekozot dinim nafkin, misitraha. Kemosh was za, that they are completely different parts of him, he's completely chesed, and she is, on the other side, complete dinim. Dinim and her, she's a combination. That is a combination, but nevertheless, the dinim come out from her. The Zohar often says the expression, dinim is arim ba, be. The dinim start from her. Ava bezer v'nukva, but the last part, two parts of him are zer v'nukva. Lo dai shigam shnei parts of nifradim ela nosaf lehem, bahem pirud yatir. V'hu, כי נוקבה איננה תמיד שווה עם הזכה פנים בפנים, אלא היא לפנים מאחוריו. Now, it's a different situation with Zeampin ונוקבה. That not only are the two different patsufim, but as well, the Nukva is not always panim v'panim with its partner. אלא לפעמים באחוריו, לפעמים למטה ממנו, בבחינת פרצוף קצת קומה. Sometimes she's below him, sometimes she's side by side, sometimes she's back to back. או אפילו בנקודה קטנה, sometimes she's tiny נקודה. לכן בזה בנוקבה הדינים יוצאים לפעול ביתר, סעד ועוז, מהטעם שביארנו, וכיוון שהנוקבה דזה, על הרוב עומדת לבדה למטה ממנה, ובאחר רב לכן הדינים שלה מספשתים, הדינים מספשתים למטה, בכל תוקפם, או בלא המתקה כדי לדון לפשוט את הנבראים, לנבראים התחתונים. And that's why she is completely dinim even more than ima, because now she's the spashut of the light as misgashem even more. And the reason why she's so much dinim, in order to judge the lower worlds, us primarily. And that's why Kosovo made it that way, that the Zah should be the Chesed and Nukva, which is the Malchut, which is the Shechina that comes onto this world, that is the Chelik of Mishpat that is being used in order to judge the world. Okay, good. So we're page Tzadi Dala. We'll stop here on Ot Membet, and we'll continue next time.